One of the mitzvahs we have on the Yantuv of Sukkot is the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. The mitzvah of Lulav, Esrog, the Hadassim, and the Arabos. And this year, Wakachtem Bachem Bayom HaRishon, there's a mitzvah in our Torah of shaking the Dalad Minim on the first day, and we assume the rest of the Yantuv is only Durabanan. Yantuv Sheni, we're machmir for some different halachas that we have on Yantuv Rishon. That's a discussion. But after that, different halachas don't apply. But according to all, there is no chi of deraisa this year because of Gzeira Derava. Rava came along. We're afraid you might lead to Chilul Shabbos. And the FRE said you might come carry the Dalad Minim without an Erev, Rishus HaRabim, and you violate Shabbos. So to protect the Shabbos, we don't shake the Dalad Minim. So that's this year's Shabbat. So this year only dealing with the Din Drabanan. And today, 5781, we are still in the middle of COVID-19, the coronavirus. So, number one, there's a big shiloh what to do in terms of, maybe there are no shilohs, maybe it's obvious you don't, but if people have communal luluv and esrogim, many times people don't have a luluv and esrog. So usually you do is you borrow one, I mean, you do a matana, a manas, this lahags, in other words, you have to halachically own it. And the F4, if I give it to you to own for a half, 30 seconds, and you shake it, you get the mitzvah on day one. Day one, we don't have to worry about that because there's no mitzvah deraisa. So the shaila is this year because of corona infectious disease. So the question is, number one, sharing luluv and esrog, and that would depend on obviously the health concerns, where you are, if you know everyone doesn't have it. So obviously if it's a suffix sakana, obviously one would not share the luluv and esrog. You have to know what the metzias is. However, question that is asked more this year than other years is, what about shaking the Dalad Minim with the gloves on, or the equivalent, you have your hands wrapped up? Is it a chatzitza? Do my hands actually have to touch directly the luluv and esrog, or could I have gloves on because I'm concerned about infectious disease? Or it could be nothing to do with infectious disease. People need to wear gloves all the time for other medical reasons. So in Shulchan Aruch, they bring down that if a person wrapped a cloth around their hand and they picked up the lulav, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, some say that one has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Obviously, that means some say you do fulfill the mitzvah. So what's the for those who say it's a no-go, that if you're wearing gloves or you're wearing the equivalent, it's not, you don't get the mitzvah. They're assuming because the gloves are considered a chatzitza, a separation between the hands and the luluv. And the assumption is you can't have a chatzitza. You have to be holding, I guess to be considered holding on to the luluv, you have to actually be holding on to it. The gloves or this towel, whatever you're using, is a chatzitza, and it's like you're not holding on to the luluv. So the Mishnah Brewer brings down there, well, he extends it to gloves, which is no different than any other cover. And he says, so why? What's the lashon in the Shulchan Aruch? Some say. So as oh, of course, some say, that means some don't say. So the Shitas Haran is, the Machlokes in the Rishonim. So the Shitas Haran is, if they put on gloves, so the two ways of looking at gloves. You look at gloves as a foreign object. It's a chatzitza. It's a barrier. It's a interruption. It's a separation. Or they say, no, wearing gloves is an extension of my hand. It becomes butthole to my fingers, my palm, and therefore it's not a chatzitza at all. So therefore, it's a machlokes rishonim, whether wearing gloves is a chatzitza, is it considered an extension of my hand and it's not a chatzitza, or do I view it as a foreign object and it is? So therefore, since it's a machlokes rishonim, so l'maisa, if one picked up the lulav of an esrog with gloves and he made the bracha ready, so therefore, so if a person obviously didn't make a bracha yet, then pick it up without, assuming you can pick it up without gloves, then you make a bracha. But let's say one made a bracha with gloves on, so then suffik brachos lahakel, even though it's only a suffik drabbanan here because the but will be the second day, or but it is meikaro daraisa. So the F, but it's a milsa, there's no tircha involved, or very minimal tircha. So the F4, if you already did the mitzvah with the gloves on, so then you should pick it up again without the glove, just to be machmer for the sheet that it holds, maybe it's a chatzitza. However, you don't make a bracha, because suffik brachos lahakel, because according to Ran, you have fulfilled your mitzvah. And therefore, if we're talking about corona and you're worried about touching different things, even though it's your lulav of an esrog, so then what you could do is you could make the bracha at home. You're assuming the home is safe, so you make the bracha, and then you go to shul if you're concerned. You think it's a suffix sakana, or whether show me pesari Hashem. So the F4. So lemaisa tamachokas we've shown him. We certainly have b'shas hadchak the evi. You definitely have the ran to rely on that it's not considered a chatzitza. So the F5 is if you have to wear gloves for any other reason, nothing to do with shul or COVID, so then you have the ran to rely on. A discussion whether you'd make a bracha or not, but kuyama then you could be yotze according to the ram for the mitzvah. And if it's an issue of COVID, so it's best to make the bracha at home without the gloves. And then when you go to shul, you could wear gloves, you know, for protection. Yeah, Rav Shachter's sheet is that we pass in that gloves, that me'ikar adin, it's good, it's only a chumrah not to wear gloves. And certainly, all year round works, but certainly during COVID, if one is concerned, so wearing gloves would not constitute a chatzitza, and one would be able to shake the dalaminim, even if they were wearing gloves.